And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, America is progressing. We're a very progressive nation. But where are we headed to? I propose, and I will explain myself today, I propose that America is headed not forward, but backward. Backward to Babylon. Backward to Babylon. And today, I want to talk to you about America, Babylon. I call America today not a godly nation, not a Christian nation. I mean, our own president has denied that we're a Christian nation. He says we have Muslim, tenets and all that. And even Billy Graham has been invited the last several inaugurals to get up and to pray and have prayer when our new president is inaugurated. But Billy Graham says he doesn't want to do that anymore. He doesn't mind doing it, but he doesn't think it should be a Christian ceremony. When the president is inaugurated, says Mr. Graham, we need to have a Muslim, a Jew, a Buddhist, and a Hindu. He says we shouldn't just have Christians. We should have all the other religions there too, each of them saying a little prayer. Of course, Billy Graham has made very plain, and I've told you about it before, but for some reason, people keep denying it. They just lie. They don't want to hear it, but it's true. Billy Graham says that America is not a Christian nation. It doesn't need to be a Christian nation. And you can go to heaven as a Baptist, a Methodist, but also as a Muslim, a Jew, a Hindu, a Buddhist. He said it's not even necessary to ever read the Bible. You don't even need to hear the name of Jesus. You don't need Jesus at all. You can go to heaven. Which makes me wonder, why should we go to one of the Billy Graham crusades? If we're a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Muslim, why do we go there? We say, hey, we've already got our God. We're already going to heaven. Why in heaven's name, so to speak, should we go to your crusade to hear about Jesus? And Billy Graham would say, yes, you're right. You've already got Muhammad and Allah. You've already got Buddha or, whoever. You don't need Jesus. Just stay home. And that's what these other preachers are saying too. Rick Warren and Joel Osteen. It doesn't matter in fact, you don't need any God. You can just be a good person. Now, they never define good, I suppose. What is a good person? Well, that's Billy Graham's belief. It's not mine. Not at all, because, you see, I trust and believe in the Bible. And Jesus said, if you don't believe that I am God, you will die in your sins. Wow. Now, let's see. I could believe in Billy Graham. And he told me I don't need Jesus. Yeah, I think I'll believe in Billy Graham. What do you think is going to happen to you? Well, now Jesus said something different than Billy Graham. He said, if you don't believe that I'm he that is God, you will die in your sins. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Well, obviously the Muslim did not go, is not going to go to heaven by Jesus, so he's not going to heaven. In fact, the Bible tells us if we don't believe in the Son, then we don't have the Father. But you see, that's the Bible, and Billy Graham doesn't believe in the Bible, and most of the pastors today don't believe in the Bible. You say, what, Tex? They don't? That's incredible. Well, just get my book, Pastors and Churches Gone Crazy, Gone Wild. It's one of my new books, Pastors and Churches Gone Wild. But they say we're using common sense now. We've thrown away that Bible. We're using common sense. Oh, yes. Well, today we're going to talk about common sense. We're going to talk about the universe of goblins and devils. Oh, it's here. It's all around us. Now, we're very close to Halloween, but it doesn't matter when Halloween comes. And there's all these sad movies on about the dead and, you know, the vampires and zombies and so forth. Well, I'm talking about that. It's more than just movies. It's real. It's real. Because most of the people of America are dead. They're dead to the truth. And today you may go away saying, well, that Tex is a, golly, he's a conservative. He believes in the Bible. I might even be one of those dreadful fundamentalists. I don't know, boy. Ooh, the untouchables. You know, if you believe in the Bible today and follow it exactly, well, you're like the Indian caste. And I'm talking about from India, the country. You know, they have a caste of people, they call them the untouchables. Why, the Brahmin class, the high level, the uppity Indians, they won't even touch the untouchables. Now take off all their clothes and they look just alike. The untouchable man and the Brahmin. But the Indian says, oh no, I'm of a special caste. I'm like a god on earth. Well, the Jews believe that too. The Jews, some people think they're white people. But you're wrong. They say, we're not white people. No, we're not Anglo. No, we're not white people at all. We're Jews. We're special. We're a different species. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. We've got that kind of thought running around America. That's common sense. It's just common sense that Jews are special. Do you have a lot of common sense? See, common sense will teach you what the world wants you to know. And there are so many things that I've learned in my life of over 7 decades that when I go out and tell people what I know, and I know for a fact, they don't believe it. They say, well, that's not true. It does not fit the narrative. That's the new word they use now. It doesn't fit the narrative I've been taught. Now, the narrative, we're going to talk about what the world has as its narrative today. Now, they take this narrative from the United States. We're the teacher of the world. We're the world's teacher. Here are some of the things we've taught the world. And if they don't believe it, well, that's just too bad. It's just common sense. Everybody knows this to be true. You think about it. If you don't know it to be true, well, you're just a dummy. You're some kind of Christian crazy. Ooh. Jerry's here in the studio with me. Jerry, there are a lot of Christian crazies out there. People that believe the Bible. Do what? Jerry said, well, you're one of the crazies. You believe in the Bible too. See there? Well, we're going to talk about these crazies. I'm one of them. I admit it. I'm one of the deplorables. Well, here's something that I never knew until a few years back that transgenders are just like everybody else. Now, transgender means that they can be boy, girl, or in between. And that they can be a woman or a man. That they can be anything they want. It's all in their head. Now, when they take off their pants, you may say, well, wait just a minute. It's somewhere else too. But you'd be wrong. See, you have no common sense if a thing takes off his or her pants. You may say, well, you're a man. And he, she will say, no, I'm not. I'm a transgender. You have no common sense. Well, I think that too. Now, I've got a granddaughter, and I really don't want her going into these restrooms, these bathrooms. And somebody that I consider a man because he's got genitals, just exhibiting himself to her. And she leaves the bathroom very unexpectedly, or she would. And she goes and tells the store manager there's a guy in there, and he's so showing what he's got to all the girls in there, and he's laughing, and he's just crazy. Well, you know what they're going to tell my, granddaughter, you're the one crazy. Well, he's normal. Sure, he's showing himself off. It's not a he, by the way, it's a he-she. And he-she is a transgender, and you have just transgressed. You have created a microaggression. Now, my granddaughter will probably say, what in the dickens is a microaggression? You don't know what a microaggression is? Oh, my. You're going to have to take a course. We're going to have to report you to the police, to the authorities, to child welfare. Because you have no common sense. You don't realize that a he, she is, well, he's whatever, or she's whatever they say they are. Transgenders. Now, homosexuals, same thing. If you see a man married to a man, don't say that's wrong. You have no common sense. It might not be a man married to a man. Might be a transgender married to a transgender. You don't know. Well, at New York City, if you happen to call a transgender by the wrong title, for example, if he's in there shopping and you say, sir, he may turn on you and say, I'm not a sir. How dare you? And he can go report you and you could be fined, a big fine. You need to learn what they are. Now, I don't know how you're going to do that because they're going to say whatever they want to say. He may look like a man or she may, but they're going to be something else. And, you know, and you've got to, I guess, read their minds. Or you have no common sense. Let's face it. I mean, everybody knows that homosexuality is okay. Every other TV show now has homosexuals. Now they're bringing in all these transgenders. And of course, they've had mixed marriages, you know, mixed races and all that for a long time. And I want to tell you a little bit about this, and I want you to understand how you and I are so messed up in our minds. I admit it. I don't know what I'm going to do about it because, you see, I believe the Bible. And I'm just afraid that the world's so different than what I believe that I don't know if I can live in this world anymore. I'm going around creating a microaggression about every 20 minutes. I'm insulting people I don't really want to insult, but you know, that's the way it goes. For example, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Let's just talk about her for a minute. Now, Hillary is a lesbian, but she doesn't say she's a lesbian, but she is, and everybody knows it. Now, she's a bisexual. That means you can go either way. But for some years now, she's been living with a Muslim woman named Huma Abedin. Now, what I just told you cannot be repeated. Please don't repeat that, you see, because the media, shamefully, won't tell anybody that. because she would lose votes, and they don't want her to lose votes. And all the mass media, you know, CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, all those nuts, excuse me, people, want her to win. They want her to win because Trump is an alpha male, I guess. And as an alpha male, that's just no common sense. He doesn't have any common sense, or he wouldn't be an alpha male. He'd be something else. I don't know just what, but he'd be something else. Now, Hillary has Huma Abedin. And Huma is a lesbian, too, of course. And she's got a husband who has been, you know, messing around on the internet with a 16-year-old. I think isn't that Congressman Wiener? He's a very smart man. Very, very intelligent. Oh, yes. He's got a lot of sense. I wish he would just give me just a little bit of his sense. He's going around making all these phone calls and all this stuff and showing him what he's got to girls and women. And Huma, of course, married him just to say that she was married to a man. Meanwhile, she's been living with Hillary. Now, Hillary has a campaign manager. His name is Robbie Mook, M-O-O-K. Robbie, of course, is a homosexual and says he's a homosexual. Now, it seems that most people know that Robbie Mook, the campaign manager for Hillary, is a homosexual. They don't mind that at all. In fact, the people I've talked to, if you tell them that Hillary Clinton is a homosexual, and you even give them proof of it, they say, so what? There's nothing wrong with that. Well, wait just a minute. Now, Huma's going to be the first lesbian in the White House. I mean, Hillary is going to go to the White House if she wins, and she's going to take Huma with her. Well, what's wrong with that? Now, these same people told me there was nothing wrong with President Bill Clinton having sex with an intern in his office and using a cigar to do sexual acts on her. They said, there's nothing wrong with that, as long as he's a good president. And I respond, well, how can you be a good president if you're having sex with your intern under the desk in the White House? Well, that's not, you're just so prejudiced. You have no common sense, Tex Mars. Well, that's true. Okay. I admit it. According to the world, I have no common sense. Now, friends, I'm thinking some of you out there, I'm just guessing that you don't have any common sense either. Now, I want to tell you about America become a goblin nation, G-O-B-L-I-N, a homosexual nation, a pedophile nation, a transgender nation. And if you don't like it, you're not politically correct. And somehow we've got to change, folks. Now, the only way I think of changing is maybe to take the Bible and burn it. That's what they do, you know, in Israel. They don't tell anybody, but I can give you instance after instance where rabbis have taken the New Testament and they and the townspeople have taken it and had a big bonfire and just burned the New Testament. Of course, they don't tell Christians that, but sometimes they do. And interestingly enough, that makes the Israeli newspapers, but never makes the American newspapers. That's because the press in America don't want you to know that they're burning New Testaments in Israel. And by the way, they have the largest proportionate gay population in the whole world in Israel. They have more queers per population than anywhere. But they don't want you to know that, see, because they say we're Jews. And Judaism is a great religion. Now, I talk about Judaism in my book, The Holy Serpent of the Jews. And I show that the God of Judaism is the Holy Serpent. They even have a name for him, Leviathan. And you know, Freemasonry is a Jewish subsidiary. Albert Pike, the former sovereign grand commander of Freemasonry, says that Freemasonry got all of its 33 rituals from the Kabbalah, the Jewish Kabbalah. So I've traced the God, you know, the one they call the grand architect of the universe, the God of Freemasons. They don't have Jesus, you know. They don't even mention his name in their rituals. No. The name of Jesus is never mentioned in the Freemasonry rituals. So don't try to tell me you're a Christian and you're a Freemason. That's just a stupid lie. Now, the Freemasons also have the serpent. You see, the serpent? That's their grand architect. The serpent. You know, the same one that seduced Eve and then she seduced Adam in the Garden of Eden. The serpent, of course. He's the God, the grand architect of the universe of Freemasonry, and he's the God of the Jewish Kabbalah and of all the Jews. Now, this serpent believes in transgenders. That might be why I just can't go along with it. You know, I reject the serpent. Do you? Yeah, I do. That's why I wrote a whole book about it. By the way, that book's everywhere now, but nobody seems to believe it. I did get a few letters from pastors, and they wrote me, and they said, how horrible you are, Tex. You talk about the Jews believing in the serpent. I refuse to read your dirty book. Well, I guess the rabbis are dirty. That's why you call it a dirty book, Pastor. Because I quote all the rabbis. I don't quote myself. You know, I mean, I'm like a reporter. I go out, I investigate, and I tell you what I find. I find that the rabbis worship the serpent. In fact, some of the top Jewish authorities in the world, for example, Dr. Israel Shehak, he wrote in a great book, 2,000 Years of Israeli History. By the way, he's an Israeli professor at Hebrew University. He says many Jews pray to Satan. But some pastor wrote to me and said, this cannot be true. The Jews worship the great I Am. Yeah, well, that's the serpent to them, buddy. you don't know anything. How can you say that, Tex Mars? You have no common sense. There it is. There it is again. I have no common sense. Now, it would not do me any good to write that pastor, the one that told me I didn't have any common sense, and say, Pastor, don't you remember what Jesus said of the Jews? He said, you have for your God the serpent. Whoa. That's what Jesus said. And Jesus said, your religion is not of God, he told the Jews. He said, it's a man-made religion. Made up of man-made traditions. I guess the pastor doesn't want to hear that. He's put stuffed cotton down his ears. Oh, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear what Jesus said. Well, no. Nobody wants to hear what Jesus said. That's why we're a nation of goblins, of devils, of deviltry, of homosexuality, of transgenders, full of microaggressions. Oh boy. They're going to get you though. I tell you, they're going to lash onto you. You can't get away with being a microaggressor today. Especially if you're a white man. Now, if you're a black man, they may tolerate it for a couple of days, maybe even a couple of weeks. But they'll eventually find out you're a Bible-believing Christian, and they'll get you black or white. Well, you know that happened to me. The IRS audited us here at the Power of Prophecy Ministries some years ago. And one thing that the auditor wanted, he said, I want all of your sermons and notes. I want all of your books. I want all of your tapes. I want all of your videos. I want all of your newsletters. And I said, well, goodness sakes, why do you want all that stuff? Well, we're auditing your philosophy and viewpoints, he said. You can do that, I said. Well, we're the IRS. We can do anything. That's basically what they told me. Now, I talked to several pastors about that, and they said, oh, no, the IRS doesn't do those things. I said, really? Well, won't you come talk to my IRS auditor? In fact, he was sent here from Washington, D.C. for a special audit of Power of Prophecy. And he wants to audit my philosophy and viewpoints. He said there are things that we cannot believe. And in fact, the IRS has a rule for every 501c3, which we're not anymore. We told them you can take your 501c3 and do something with it. We didn't. It was very nice, actually. We just said you have it. We don't need it. You see, because the people who know of my ministry, Power of Prophecy Ministries, they don't have any common sense. And they really don't care about the IRS and its audit. Now, the IRS didn't find anything financially, not one thing. Didn't owe 1 cent. We didn't pay 1 cent either. But they were not really worried about our finances. They knew. They've been watching us all along. They know we don't do anything financially illegal. But what we think is very important. They're really honed in on what we think. What do you guys think? And they said that we didn't think right. They said we had no common sense. And they got me. They said we're going to take away your 501c3 because we found, Mr. Mars, that you had a radio program. Well, yeah, I have one every week. Well, you had a guest on that program. Well, yeah, I have quite a few guests. And that guest said that Hillary Clinton is a crook. I said, so what? Half of America says that. You can't say that as a church. You can't prove that. Well, yeah, I can. She just had her legal license taken away by the state of Arkansas. She was stripped of her law license. Maybe you don't know that. Let you read the headlines here in these newspapers. No, they said, we can't read that. Really? But you can't say that. That's propaganda. And that's how they took away our 501c3. Now, we sued them in court, and we got it back. And then we gave it up. I thought that was sort of pure justice. To sue the IRS to get our 501c3 back. Then when we got it back, we told them, here, now you can have it back. It was just on principle that we got it back. We just wanted to show them that they couldn't do that. Now, they say if we get our 501c3 again, they'll do it again because we have no common sense. The IRS guy sat here in my office, and he said, show me where you have the authority to preach the things you do. The authority? So I showed him my Bible. I don't want to see the Bible. Don't show me that. Well, you wanted to see my authority. Well, do you have some book or something? No, we use the Bible. He didn't like that. It took about 4 years for them to audit us. Can you imagine? 4 years of harassment, intimidation, and bullying, and they got nowhere. They got nowhere. Oh, we had God with us, you see. And it seems that God, unlike human beings, he has a lot of common sense. He's got so much common sense. God just told me, sue the IRS. Don't stand for it. Fight them. I'm on your side. I said, well, thank you, Lord. Thank you very much. And that's what I did. And we all had a pretty good time of it. We did. Now, I want to talk some more about America, the goblin nation. I want to talk about Megyn Kelly. You know her, Fox? I want to talk about George W. Bush. I want to talk about the Pope. I want to talk about Baphomet. See, we got a lot to talk about. Black magic. A lot to talk about. When we return, I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. The Destroyer, the Antichrist, is at hand. It's my newest book. The Destroyer, the Antichrist, is at hand. Now, folks, I've talked about the Antichrist coming many times in the past, but this is the first complete book I've written about him. You'll recall I wrote about Project Lucid, about how he was going to use the high-tech systems to give everybody a mark or his name or his number. You'll recall that I wrote the book also, Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos, when I talked about food is going to get very scarce in the last days as the Antichrist comes. But this is the first complete book of the Antichrist. I tell you who he's going to be. I talk about his number 666 and his symbol or his mark. I even identify it for you. And I show you that Judaism teaches the religious principles of the Antichrist. Now that's the amazing thing. You study Judaism, you're studying the Antichrist. You know, recently I got a letter from a lady. And she wrote me, she sent me several of her books. She's an author. She says, oh, you're wrong about the Jews. Why, I teach people of the Kabbalah. I have been able to Christianize the Kabbalah, she says. Turn it into a Christian instrument. Really? Now, I never heard of that. I never heard of Christian adultery. And I never heard of Christian cocaine. And I never heard of, well, you know, all these Christian things that people are claiming now. And I certainly never heard about Christian Kabbalah. And, I've got her book here, and it's a very strange book. She says that the Kabbalah is what Christians need to understand today and learn. Now, you know, it seems to me this woman has forgotten the simplicity of the gospel. Now, Paul says that. He warns that if you get involved in Judaism and you go back to the law, and then what you're doing, he said, you have forgotten and lost, and you've lost sight of what he calls the simplicity of the gospel. Now, this poor lady, she spent years, and she told me about all the Kabbalah teachers, you know, Rabbi this and Rabbi that and Rabbi this. And when I write her a letter back, I'm going to have to tell her, well, you know, Rabbi Yochiel, who actually wrote the Kabbalah, have you ever read of him? He lived about 300 A.D. And you see, Rabbi Yochiel was a nut. He was. And he was an evil man. And he was a sex-driven man. And the devil drove him down deep into a cave where he stayed many years. And there he wrote his demonic Kabbalah. It's full of black magic. It's full of Satanism. And the Jews have spread it out in their religion today. And the Jews believe in many gods and goddesses. And this woman, claiming to be a Christian, believes in what the rabbi said. And she actually has taken the book of Daniel, and she's written a whole book about the book of Daniel. It's the Kabbalistic book of Daniel. Now, she could have just taken the Bible's book of Daniel. I mean, anyone who reads it can understand it. But she says you need the Kabbalah. She said, you see, if you had the Kabbalah, you'd understand that the book of Daniel talks about a lizard man. And the book of the Kabbalah of the Jews also talks about their divine being, the Leviathan. So the book of Daniel to her is a book about Leviathan, the holy serpent, and about the lizard man. Now, you know, folks, I don't really care to learn about a lizard man. And I certainly don't want to hear about Leviathan. And Leviathan is not even found in the book of Daniel. The lady makes it up, but she says that she got it from the rabbis. And now she says, I want to go out and teach other people. And first she says, I want to instruct you, Tex Mars. Well, you see, that's where I get so mixed up, because you see, I just don't believe that. I don't believe in the Kabbalah. I know it's of the devil. I'm so simple. Now, some people say, Tex, why don't you believe in all these things? Why don't you believe in a lizard man and a serpent man And why don't you believe in the Kabbalah?
Well, I'm just a simple man.
I'm a very humble man.
And you know, the Bible tells me, stick with the Word of God.
Stick with the Word of God. And you know, all these years, it has never led me wrong. How about you, friends? Now, I've written this book, The Destroyer. It talks a lot about the Kabbalah.
It compares it with the Bible. You will see where the Jews actually believe in a lizard man.
Oh, yes, they do. It's crazy to me, but to them, it makes good common sense.
They don't believe in our God.
And, of course, they hate Jesus Christ. They just despise him.
The Destroyer, the Antichrist, is at hand. There's never been a book like this. Never. I suppose that you have to say that I borrowed the book from Jesus Christ.
I did.
Because I quote Jesus quite a bit in this book. And I quote the Jews to show you they don't believe in Jesus Christ. And they are going to bring in the Armageddon apocalypse. There's going to be hell to pay here on earth. You want to read about this. You want to know.
Many people are saying now that it's the Muslims. The Muslims are going to bring the Antichrist in.
No, they're not.
In fact, in The Destroyer, I show you 55 reasons in the Bible why it's going to be a Jewish Antichrist.
55.
Can you find that about the Muslims in the Bible? In fact, the word Muslim is not even mentioned in the whole New Testament.
But the synagogue of Satan is.
The synagogue of Satan is warned about.
Oh, yes. Read about it, folks.
My Destroyer is just $20. Please add $5 shipping and handling. As for The Destroyer, by the way, in Revelation 9, it talks about the Destroyer. He's called there Abaddon.
Abaddon.
That's a Hebrew name for destroyer. Abaddon comes up out of the pit of hell. And he brings with him millions of devils.
It's about time for that to occur.
For Abaddon, the destroyer, to come up on the face of the earth. And it's all in my book, The Destroyer. $25 total. Please write to us here at Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Or you can phone us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. Or you can go to our website. You see, we have three ways to order our books. Our website, of course, is powerofprophecy.com. And we'll get the book out right away to you. We got plenty of copies printed and more were ready to go. And we got folks back in the shipping department, good people. And by the way, we don't take very long to get your book out to you. We get your order in. And the next day, we send your book out. Now, I know the postal services, they're sort of shoddy today, boy. Oh, sometimes they mess up. But we don't.
Well, we have, I guess, I suppose.
But it's pretty rare. And if you don't get your book within a week or so, or maybe, 10 days, you call us. We'll send you another book. We're not going to say, well, wait till you get it. No, we're going to send you another book. But wait, wait a couple of weeks. I think you'll get it before then. All right. Let's return to our regular program. We're talking about America becoming a goblin nation. What is a goblin? Well, a goblin is just a devil, a demonic spirit. You know, they're coming up with these Baphomet statues all over America. I was recently reading an article about a museum of Satan that's been built in Salem, Massachusetts. You know, it was Salem, Massachusetts where they once burned some witches. Well, that's that for couple hundred years now, that's made witches and Satanists angry that witches got burned there. I don't know anything about the burning of witches, but I do know they have a museum of Satan, and inside is a 9-foot-tall statue of Baphomet. He's the horned god. He's half male, half female. Transgender, isn't he? Half male, half female. You know, I was watching TV recently, and Megyn Kelly was talking with Newt Gingrich. Now, Newt Gingrich, former House Speaker, and he was talking about Donald Trump. He was trying to, but she kept interrupting him and wanting to know about
Well, what about Donald Trump's, what he said sexually? Like 10 or 11 years ago, you know, he said something, made some sexual comments about some woman. Isn't he a sexual predator, says Megyn Kelly? You know, she's Megyn Kelly, she's pro-Hillary, you know. Now, if you don't know Megyn Kelly, she's a Fox News reporter. She's a pretty gal, but she's just sort of messed up in the head. Well, that's my opinion, of course. But, I have no common sense, so think about that. But Megyn Kelly was giving Newt Gingrich just trouble. And she says he's Donald Trump is a sexual predator. He made these statements about women. Well, you know, I was sitting there listening to that comment by Megyn Kelly. She was looking so judgmental. Donald Trump made these sexual statements. Well, he made sexual statements, but then Hillary Clinton has actually had sex with all these women. In fact, in my book, Big Sister is Watching You, that's dated in 1996, I think it is. Now think about this. Back in 1996, I published my book, Big Sister is Watching You. And I quoted a lesbian who on the inaugural day of Hillary and Bill Clinton gave a big speech before a huge crowd there in Washington, D.C. And this lesbian was so thrilled about Hillary Clinton becoming president. She said, finally, we have a woman, a lesbian in the White House that we can actually F-U-C-K. And the crowd roared with approval. Finally, we have a woman, a lesbian in the White House that we can, a lesbian, a dyke, a queer, said that before this huge crowd, and everybody cheered. Recently, there was on TV a man, he called himself the Fixer. He proved to Sean Hannity of Fox News that he worked for the Clintons. He fixed things, and he also set up sexual meetings, trice they call them, between Hillary and other women. Now think about that. Hillary had sex with other women, and now, of course, she lives with a woman, Huma Abedin, and she wants to be president. And people are saying that Donald Trump is an evil man because he said something about women. They call it locker room talk. Now, I don't approve locker room talk, but I also don't approve Hillary having sex with other women. But Megyn Kelly didn't seem to mind that. And she kept insisting that Donald Trump was a sexual predator. And Newt Gingrich said, you don't know that. And she kept insisting. And you know, I was sitting there thinking, you see, I know a lot about Megyn Kelly. I know more than most people do about Megyn Kelly. You see, they have on YouTube a video of Megyn Kelly when she was a guest on the Howard Stern show. Now, you know Howard Stern. He's a big sexual maniac. And she sat there on the Howard Stern show and laughed and talked about her sex life. Megyn Kelly. She talked about the fact, let me just say it. If you got any kids in the room, please send them out. She talked about the size of her husband's penis. She talked about the other anchors on, you know, like how Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and so forth, which one she would like to screw if she had the opportunity. She talked all about sex with all the other anchors and how she had sex and the size of her husband's genitals and all those things and just laughed about it. So Newt Gingrich said to her, Megyn, you are sexually obsessed. And she sat there very defiant. You're just angry, she said. He was right. He never said anything about her being on Howard Stern. He was too nice to do so. I'm telling you. See, people don't want to talk about Huma Abedin having lesbian sex with Hillary Clinton. The media won't tell you about it, but Tex Mars will. The media won't tell you about Megyn Kelly's sexual perversions with Howard Stern. But Tex Mars will. Now, I suppose that's why the IRS audited me, to come to think about it. One of my guests made the statement that Hillary Clinton is a crook. He was right, of course. But the IRS said that's propaganda. You can't say that. Now I wanted to say to the IRS, what is it to you, buddy? What is it to you? Get out of here. But I was nice. I offered a cup of coffee and I sat down with the IRS agent and had a chat with him. I wanted to tell him about Jesus and he didn't want to hear it. And I said, Jesus had one disciple who was a tax collector. And boy, his face just dropped. What? That's right. Jesus chose a tax collector to be his disciple. And I showed it to him in the Bible. He didn't want to see it. He said, that's incredible. I said, yeah. And I was talking to this tax collector, right? And then I said, and you know, Jesus, one time he was walking and he looked in a tax collector. Yeah, a tax collector was looking at him from a tree, trying to get high up enough to see him. There was such a crowd there. And Jesus told him he said, Zacharias, come down from that tree. I'm going to go to dinner with you tonight at your home. He chose a tax collector to go to dinner with. And boy, this tax auditor of the IRS, he was about to faint then. He said, can you give me those things in the Bible? Can I have the pages where they occur of Zacharias and the disciple? I said, sure. And I did. I sent it to him. And I told him, though, by the way, that man, he repented at that dinner and he gave it all back. He gave everything he had cheated from the people as a tax collector. He gave it all back and more. Oh, you see, that's the thing that happens to you with Jesus. Well, they never did take any money from us, so he couldn't give it back. I don't know about the guy today, but anyway, back to America. There's Hillary, there's Uma, there's George W. Bush, who is a bisexual, and his pal, who he calls Turd Blossom. That'd be Karl Rove. Karl Rove, he's a big pollster, and, you know, he works for Fox News, and he's an idiot. But George W. Bush gave him the nickname Turd Blossom. What do you think that means? That means he's a royal queer. That's what it means. But anyway, Baphomet. There's statues of Baphomet in Salem, Massachusetts. Now, the Museum of Satan I told you about, but also in Detroit. There's a Church of Satan in Detroit, and they've got a big statue. In Atlanta, Georgia, I understand they erected a statue of Baphomet. Now, we have a long history of worshiping Baphomet in America. Now, Aleister Crowley, the great British Satanist, he called himself the Beast 666. He was nuts. He was homosexual. And one of his disciples was John Parsons. John Parsons was Mr. Rocket. He was the Rocket Man. He worked for the Space Laboratory in Pasadena, California. He was blown apart by some rocket fuel he was working on. Let me tell you about some other people. You know, it seemed that the Jews are really homosexual pedophiles. Now, people say, Tex, how dare you say such a thing? Well, I'm reading an article here, and the name of the article is The Child Rape Assembly Line. The Child Rape Assembly Line has pictures in the article. It's by Christopher Ketchum. It's a story of Rabbi Newcomb Rosenberg. He's a whistleblower as a rabbi. Seems like a pretty good guy. Now, he's a member of a very powerful Jewish Orthodox sect in New York. Now, Rabbi Rosenberg is not very popular among the other rabbis, nor the Jewish adults. It seems that Rabbi Rosenberg, by the way, he's 63 years of age, has a long graying beard. Now, Rabbi Rosenberg says there is a child rape assembly line among the fundamentalist Jews, the Orthodox. He said, I'm going to be graphic. And then, boy, he tells it just like it is in this article. Rabbi Rosenberg says he's been to visit Jerusalem many times. In fact, he said on one visit to Jerusalem, he went to a bathhouse. Now, there's a lot of bathhouses in Jerusalem. Now, what do they do at these bathhouses? Well, it seems that the old men, particularly, love to take young boys and love to sexually abuse them. That's the common thing among the Jews. And according to Rabbi Rosenberg, over 50%, over half of all the Jewish adults are pedophiles.
Wow.
You see, friends, when you worship the holy serpent, it sort of leads you into these kind of things. Now, let me read you exactly what he said when he visited this Jewish bathhouse in a holy neighborhood called Mea Shearim in Jerusalem. He says this, quote, "Vapors everywhere. I can barely see. My eyes adjust. And I see an old man, my age, long white beard, a holy-looking man sitting in the vapors. On his lap, facing away from him, is a boy, maybe 7 years old. And the old man is having anal sex with the boy." Rabbi Rosenberg paused, gathered himself, and went on. Quote, "This boy was speared on the man like an animal, like a pig. And the boy was saying nothing, but on his face, fear. The old man looked at me without any fear, as if this was common practice. He didn't stop. I was so angry, I confronted him. He removed the boy from his genitals, and I took the boy aside. I told this man, 'It is a sin before God. What are you doing to this boy's soul? You're destroying this boy.' The old man had a sponge on a stick to clean his back, and he hit me across the face with it. 'How dare you interrupt my sex,' he said." Think about that. Visit a bathhouse, and what do you find there? The old men having sex with boys. He says the child sex abuse crisis in ultra-Orthodox Judaism has produced shocking headlines in recent years. In New York and London, child molestation and rape are rampant. The alleged abusers are school teachers, rabbis, fathers, uncles, figures of male authority. Rabbi Rosenberg says about half of the young males in Brooklyn's Jewish community, Orthodox community that is, the largest in the United States, have been victims of sexual assault perpetrated by their elders. Now, Rabbi Rosenberg is not too popular among the Jews, as you can imagine. He breaks up their sex acts. He goes in these bathhouses and stops their sex, and they're angry at him. They say, we're doing this for God. We're having a good time. What's it to you? There you have it, folks. Now, I suspect that Rabbi Rosenberg could visit the United States Congress and find the same thing. You see, they have a gym there. And I understand that many of the congressmen who visit the gym take with them these page boys. When I was a young man, somebody asked me, did I want to volunteer to be a page boy in Congress? And I said, no. But I'm wondering now, if I had gone to Congress and been a page boy, I might have been raped by one of these weirdos. Or they'd have sure tried. They wouldn't have succeeded, but they would have tried. Evidently, that's why they have page boys. So they can molest them. And one after another of these congressmen and senators are gay. I want you to understand that. They're all a bunch of homosexual weirdos in Washington, D.C. And they want us to have a president, a woman, who is as sexually weird and wacko as they are. I was recently reading about the governor, Governor Wolf of Pennsylvania. He recently picked a health director, a surgeon, he says. And I looked at her picture, and it says, this is Dr. Levine. He's the new health director that's been appointed by the Pennsylvania governor, Governor Wolf. And he is a she. And Levine is a transgender. And now this transgender that looks like a man but claims to be a woman is the health director. Can you imagine? Of the state of Pennsylvania. Now, Michelle Obama people have been writing me letters for years saying Michelle Obama is actually a man. That their kids were adopted. The two, girls of Obama. Well, I do know that Obama's bisexual. In fact, he had sex with the choir director there at that church in Chicago, and consequently, the choir director was found murdered. But who's the Hollywood girl, you know, that they got killed, cosmetic surgery? Oh, I'm sorry. You know the one that, can we talk? Joan Rivers, yeah. You know, Joan Rivers, a few weeks before she died, she said that Michelle Obama is a tranny, a transsexual, transgender. Well, she does look like a man a little bit, but, I mean, her body type and everything. Now, I'm not saying she's a transsexual, but Joan Rivers seemed to know. And Joan Rivers was not joking about it at all. She was very serious. And just a couple of weeks later, Joan Rivers died on the operating table. It was supposed to be an easy procedure. Some people are saying she was murdered. She should not have revealed what the Hollywood set knew. Now, the Hollywood set, according to Mr. Fixer, knows about Hillary Clinton, that she's had sex with a Hollywood crowd. It's pretty disgusting, isn't it? Well, George Bush was a homosexual, of course. He once danced naked on a coffee table here in Texas. And the chairman of the Republican Party, Ken Mellman, was a homosexual. And George W. appointed him. And George W.'s top political advisor is Karl Rove, and he's a homosexual. And now, of course, Hillary is promoting Islam, and Obama's supporting Islam, and homosexuality and pedophilia is rampant among the Muslims. You remember the guy that killed all the people down in Florida, don't you? The Muslim. He was homosexual. You know, Glenn Beck believes in a mother goddess. He's popular among Christians, isn't he? Glenn Beck. He talks all the time about our mother in heaven. Our mother in heaven. I wonder if he's a queer boy too. In my website, on my website is a little story about Colin Powell, General Colin Powell. The black, you know, general, the political general. Seems he did a little dance recently. He pretended to be one of the village people. You know, one of the village people, YMCA and all those things, they were a bunch of homosexuals. They admitted it. And Colin Powell danced with them, or danced with a group calling themselves the village people. And then Colin Powell wrote to a politician up in Canada and said, I'd love to spend a few days with you. Ooh. It seems that the politician from Canada is a queer. Oh, well, I guess Colin Powell is, well, America is a mixed up nation. They say that you and I folks have no common sense, but I don't believe that. I believe we're just learning about these things. You know, we didn't know 10 or 20 years ago. We didn't know all these homosexuals existed. We didn't know, and now they're trying to push it down our face. They're threatening people with it. It won't work. You know why? We know the truth. We know Jesus Christ. We're not going to be part of the goblin system. I promise you that. This is Tex Mars. It's been great being with you today. And please tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.